his way over to visit. I do not have the final team stats yet. Those will be on their way. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. All right, so there we go. All right, Coach VH, I don't have the final box score just yet, but we'll worry about that later. What a terrific basketball game. Super effort by your guys through some adversity tonight, making some big plays, making some big free throws in the final seconds, and escaping with a five-point win on your home court.
Yeah, we'll take it, man. I'll tell you what, it was a tough game. I thought Wesleyan played well. I thought Shimonitz really, played like he's one of the best players in our league this year, and I thought he played a nice game. And we're going to give him a few threes out there, and he made a bunch of them.
He made six.
Yeah.
Brian, they were four for their first 22 from downtown. Four for 21 in the first half. Missed their first in the second half. And after that, I know they made nine of their next 17, which really got them that seven-point lead. But, boy, your guys made some plays and really executed nicely on a few half-court sets.
Yeah, we did. We executed well offensively. It's something we've just spent a lot of time on, just working on our half-court sets late in the game. And, we put us in tough situations. And the guys have done a really good job with it, and it happened again today. And to be honest with you, sometimes as a coach, you're not sure how it got from 60 to 53 to actually 70. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened there that got us back in that game. I know Kennedy got a couple of easy ones, worked hard underneath the basket, and Sean got a couple of them. Anyway, it was a good effort by our guys, really was. Well, after, got some rebounds too late.
After Kennedy fouled out, David Jeffries made a jumper at the elbow and then made a driving layup.
Yeah, David made a couple of really nice plays tonight. So David is, he had a nice game tonight. Did a great job on Cooper Cook.
Yeah, Cooper Cook was shut down. 13 points, a quiet 13. Yeah, I mean, Shimonitz scores 36. But
did he have 36?
36. Yeah,
no
he
kidding?
Had, yeah, he did.
Wow.
He had 17 in the first half, 36 for the game.
No
what stands out for me, though, Brian, you score 80, and you have seven guys in double digits. I mean, balanced, and every guy on the floor can score.
Yeah, a really good job. I thought Thomas Weiskopf was solid tonight. We're communicating out there. Paul was communicating. Connor Winkleman had another nice game out there today, too. Mm-hmm. And so just all the way around, a good game. Canyon stepped up, and, Kennedy didn't play much in the second half. And, so it was a tough situation, without doubt.
Yeah, his fourth foul at the 17-minute mark. You had to put him in at the 10:30 mark left to go, and he responded. Came into the game and hit a big three-pointer right away.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the game was slipping away, and there's no use letting him sit around, though. I felt like it was slipping away, that we needed to go after it and get it done.
You trailed 65-60, and you finish on a 20-10 run, and in the final 22 seconds, you make 5 of 6 at the free throw line.
Yeah. Well done by our guys, for sure.
I mean, talk about the defensive effort, though, because, Coach, in the first half, yes, they were missing some outside shots, but you still held them to 31. This is a team that averages 95.
Yeah, we did. I think they shot 27% in the first half. I thought our guys did a really nice job. They O-boarded very well. They always O-board very well. And so it was certainly a real fight out there, that's for sure. And I was happy with our rebounding effort, especially the last 10 or 12 minutes of the game.
Well, next home game, Beaver fans, for the BV teams, Saturday, Alumni Day, 4 o'clock tip-off for that doubleheader. In between VH, you make a little trip to Indianola. Best of luck on Wednesday.
Yeah, I tell you what, it'll be a tough game. Coach Bjorken does a really nice job with their team, and we're going to have to be at our best.
Yeah, seems like yesterday we played them.
I know it. Well, it pretty much was.
It was, wasn't it?
That's right.
All right, VH, good
buddy. Really appreciate you.
Congrats.
You bet.
9-2 now, BV men's basketball team alone atop the Iowa Conference standings. A thrilling 80-75 victory here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. Still awaiting our final box score. We'll try and have that for you. Take a short time out. A Beaver sweep here on a Monday night. Make up basketball games. The only Iowa Conference games being played tonight. With the win, BVU now 13-7. 9-2 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 7-4, and alone in second place at 7-3, Loras College, who plays Wednesday on their home court against Wartburg, and then they'll be here in town Saturday playing Buena Vista. All right, one more. Oh, let's, here we go. Stephen Phelps with the final box score. We'll keep it right here. The St. Mary's boys basketball team losing tonight.